Episode 53, NFL Draft Podcast. I believe we did 53 of these now.
Well, 52. Nah. This is 53, yeah.
I mean, if this is, you know, a 12-second podcast, it still counts.
We just
got to email it.
We have done 53 podcasts.
Everything after the 12-second mark on this one
is just cake.
Is gravy.
Just cake. We just wrapped up week two of preseason. We're starting to get a sense.
College football is this weekend. There are college football games this weekend.
I thought September 2nd was the opening.
Yeah, but there are some games this weekend.
Good games?
No.
Okay, then I mean
there are 5 games this weekend though.
Can I guess teams? I'm just gonna throw some names out
there.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Bethune-Cookman. Is Bethune-Cookman playing?
Nope.
Is FIU playing?
No.
It's gotta be
Stanford.
Really?
It's playing Rice. USF has San Jose State. Got Oregon State's playing Colorado State.
Those aren't slouch games, though.
BYU and Portland State. I'm missing one.
I'm surprised Stanford's playing. Is anybody you're looking forward to watching?
Yeah, actually, Stanford? I actually got a piece coming out tomorrow.
Okay.
5 players I'm looking for opening weekend.
Who are the Stanford guys? Can I guess one? I'm gonna guess one.
I only picked one. I picked one from each team. I didn't go right, doubles on.
So
teams.
Definitely the quarterback
from Stanford.
Yeah.
Is he even draft eligible? Isn't he a young guy? Nah, no way. No quarterback. Not even close.
All right.
He's a quarterback. Like throws the ball.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Because they got 2 corners that I considered, but I'm gonna take the first look at Casey Tucker, the left tackle.
Hmm.
Never can have enough left tackles.
You're right, especially after this past draft, but. We are getting ahead of ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, we got a couple pieces of news. Yeah. And I'm going to start, biggest news first.
Yeah.
Anquan Boldin retired.
That is Hall of Famer, you think? Eventually, right?
I don't know, man.
Ninth in what, yards?
Ninth in catches.
Catches.
I think like 15th in yards or something like that. That's not great.
What do you mean that's not great?
For a Hall of Fame case at this point in life? You're saying
there are 8 people. Only eight people in history that have more catches than he does.
Right.
And only 14 people in history that have more yards.
How many people are currently in the NFL that are going to pass those marks?
Several.
Yes.
But it's not that doesn't matter. I don't like that argument that the era should define somebody else's
career.
Let's think
about the guys who haven't gotten in yet.
T.O.
T.O.
Okay.
Randy Moss.
Uh-huh. Randy Moss wasn't getting in.
Torrey Holt.
Okay.
Isaac Bruce. Steve Smith. Which one of these guys is Boldin jumping? If Larry Fitzgerald retires next year and he's only 1 year behind Boldin, Boldin's not getting in first ballot. Larry Fitzgerald jumps right in front of him. But Andre Johnson.
None of these
Reggie guys. Wayne.
Okay, yeah. But none of these guys are first ballot. Receivers aren't first ballot.
None of these guys are first ballot. But how many of them are going to get in before Boldin?
That's fine. As long as they get in.
They're not going to let all these guys in. Like eventually,
you're telling me some of these guys are going to be left out.
Some of these guys.
Were you about to say Hans Ward?
He barely got in, didn't he? These guys, it's tough. It's going to be unbelievable.
Out of that group, who gets in? Who's the definite? Who's the lock?
Besides T.O. and Moss.
Yeah, because those guys got in.
Fitzgerald is the third guy.
Because of the championship.
Fitzgerald doesn't have a championship.
Doesn't he?
No. Fitzgerald just owned them. Calvin Johnson and Fitzgerald are the guys that are going to be remembered as the post-TO receivers. Andre Johnson probably should get in, but I'm not sure.
Reggie Wayne
probably should get in, but I'm not sure.
He's got a ring.
I would put Steve Smith ahead of those 3 guys, and I'm not sure Steve Smith gets in.
Steve Smith is going to get in because he's 5'9". People are going to be like, oh, he did that and he was 5'9".
Maybe. I don't know. I just can't tell. I have no understanding of what they're going to do. And Torrey Holt. Torrey Holt is he's got to go in right away. That guy's,
Isaac Bruce
not in now.
I would take Holt in before I take Bruce.
Yeah, Holt would go over Bruce. But Bruce is one of those guys who's ahead of Boldin in yards. I'm sure of that.
Why did Boldin even? I mean, did he think that? What happened? Because He just signed with them.
He ran a 4.72 15 years ago at the NFL Combine. Okay? He's retiring because he wants to make people's lives better because he's going to fight for human rights.
That's not.
He's got human rights speed. He doesn't have football speed. Okay.
That's not why he's retiring. He's retiring because he doesn't want to be cold in Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it. And he's like, oh, Sammy Watkins, am I going to be the number one receiver? Yes,
right. Yeah, all of a sudden. Like, if Sammy
Watkins, Anquan Boldin's not taking the top off the defense. So.
If Sammy Watkins is still there, he'd still be. Maybe so not. Would Anquan Boldin.
Probably just like, I'm not dealing with this. He's like, this is below me.
I'm going to mentor Zay Jones. Ooh, what a tough place
to be. Speaking of Hall of Fame, Jalen Smith, who Michael Irvin has already just right said, now. Like the path.
Right now, give him a jacket.
The path is to Canton.
Give him a jacket.
I'm just happy he's playing.
Yeah.
I also wasn't as high on him as other people were at the time.
I like him.
He was fine.
And it's very difficult for me to like Florida State guys.
Jalen Smith was a Notre Dame guy. You think it was
Jalen Smith. I'm sorry. Oh. Wait.
Yeah.
He's reaching.
Yeah.
He is.
He's really excited about that first preseason game.
Nice guy, but reaching.
What do you feel about Trevor Siemian officially beating out Paxton Lynch, and the quotes have it that it wasn't even close? That's not good.
It's not good for Paxton Lynch.
It's not good for the Broncos. It's not good for John Elway, who traded up in the draft to pick him. It's not good for the Cowboys, who were so despondent that they couldn't get Paxton Lynch and so upset that they got stuck with Dak Prescott that they almost folded the franchise.
Yeah. Here's what's funny about that is that I read a stat yesterday that under Trevor Siemian in his 14 games last year, the Broncos offensive efficiency went up from 29th to 25th.
Yeah.
And this is the guy who's now the starting quarterback again for the Denver Broncos. So if history shows anything, they're going to go from 25th to 21st.
No, they're going to be terrible. They're going to be terrible.
How did it happen so quickly?
For what?
How did they drop off so quickly?
The Broncos?
Yeah. They won the Super Bowl like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
That was a special year, man.
Noodle arm Peyton Manning, you know, down the stretch.
You need a quarterback. Need a quarterback. And they do not have one. And it's
do you think they're good enough to keep themselves out of the running for one of these top quarterbacks?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Like, how good are they? What?
They went 9-7 last year.
That's what I'm saying. Could they repeat that?
Yes.
Could they do better than that?
Yes.
Will they?
No.
So they're going to get a good quarterback, you think?
No.
They're going to be right in the middle?
Right in the middle.
Who's going to be there for him?
Mason Rudolph.
I was about to say the same thing.
No, two Paxton Lynches on the roster. Speaking of being right in the middle, people are starting to get nervous about Andrew Luck.
Yeah?
And just that, you know, we haven't seen him play. We don't know how his arm is. Is he going to be ready for week one?
Is he on the pup list still?
Yeah, what if they leave him on the pup list? He misses the first six games of the season.
Is that the worst thing in the world, though? Is that really the worst thing in the world?
If he misses some time?
If he comes back week seven or whatever it is, and he's healthy, 100%, isn't that good? Rather than take him off the pup list and he's ready for week one and gets his ass kicked?
Oh, certainly. Well, I was actually just imagining the other way. What happens if he just kind of sits out most or all the season? And the team goes 1-15 again in one of the great quarterback lists of all time. And now they have the number one pick in the three best quarterback classes of the last 25 years.
That'd be funny. All right. So let's say they do. Let's say they're terrible. Let's say he says, I'm going to shut it down.
Right.
I'm not right. And they do go 1-15.
Sam Darnold.
No, wouldn't they take Arden Key?
Oh, no.
Or Connor Williams?
Oh, no.
Why?
You're either trading Luck or you're trading the pick. You're getting a ransom for whichever one you do. Three first-round picks for Luck or three first-round picks for Sam Darnold. Take your pick.
That's true. I mean, if it's me, I think I'd keep Luck.
Hey, Los Angeles, I know you guys, you know.
You got Jared Goff.
You need like a new thing going on there. We'll give you Luck for Aaron Donald and the next two first round picks.
I would take that.
Well, I don't know.
I think I would do that.
I mean, it's crazy, but I just thought it was funny. George Fant, injured. Left tackle for the Seahawks. Couldn't afford to lose the tackle.
Which defensive lineman are they going to convert to play offensive lineman?
I don't know. Here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is George Fant the person the Seahawks could least afford to lose? Not at all, obviously. No. But that's a tease. We'll get back to that later.
That's a good question, though.
Rookie report? You have any rookies you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Alvin Kamara.
Okay. He looked great.
So far, the preseason, 9 for 96, one catch for 22 yards, looks very good. I read a report today that Jets brass, a lot of people in Jets camp, are very upset that they didn't pull the trigger because that was part of that was one of the things they were trying to do during the draft.
Yeah.
Very upset that the Jets didn't pull the trigger to take him. That
would be accurate. Yeah. It's ridiculous that he fell to where he did.
Right.
And it's ridiculous that he has to compete with Mark Ingram and Adrian Peterson when realistically he's probably at this, at his age.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that there's going to be some growing pains with him, but he's more talented than those guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, he's just got more in the tank. He's got more pop to him.
Yeah.
And more juice.
James
Conner. He's looked great.
He has looked good. Yeah.
Listen, Lev Bell, take a seat as long as you want.
Yeah.
No, come right back, Lev.
No, but still.
Come right back, Lev. Still.
Yeah.
But I love James Conner there. I think it'd be a great compliment to Bell as well.
Paul Perkins, do something, please.
I knew this was going to have to be a Giants thing. But you know what? We will talk about the Giants. Because Myles Garrett.
I heard. I didn't watch the whole game, but I listened to most of it.
I don't think it's going to be I think that Ereck Flowers is not going to make it out of this season. He's not going to make it through the season.
In fairness, it was Myles Garrett. He looked good week one.
Flowers is not going to make it through the end of the season.
We have no other options. Who's going to play left tackle? DJ Fluker?
It's going to be one of those things where they have to take him off the field.
There's nobody else to put there.
I understand that, but...
Adam Bisnawati?
I'm telling you.
Chad Wheeler?
You look at other left tackles that have struggled in recent years, whether it's Greg Robinson, and mm-hmm. At some point... they sit him for a game or two. He's a healthy scratch, and then he comes back because it's going to become one of those situations.
I wish I could say I'm looking forward to it.
Staying with the Browns, I think they should just start Kizer.
I
understand that everyone says he's not ready. I understand that Joe Thomas said he's not ready. But you want to know who else is not ready? Brock Osweiler. Not ready.
He's never been ready.
We need some more time.
How much more?
We got to let him incubate a little
six,
bit. More.
6 years isn't enough?
Another six. Another six. Brock Osweiler's not ready. That team is just fun with Kizer. Let him make his mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was running around a little bit. He's uncorking those big throws.
Even with the mistakes, he's gonna he can luck his way into six wins.
That team has an offensive line that's ready for a 12-win season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a defense that's ready for like a 3-win season, and it has skill position players that are ready for like a 6-win season. You know what? Split the difference between
7 wins.
Between take your 7 wins. Your 6 wins, your 5 wins. Just do it with Kizer. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
And let's not go into next year thinking, oh, is Kizer good enough or should we go with Josh Rosen?
Yeah.
Just figure it out.
Yeah.
The worst thing that the Jets did this year was go into the season thinking Hackenberg was going to be the guy. They could have pulled the trigger on Deshaun Watson. They could have pulled the trigger on Patrick Mahomes. They could have moved up to get Mitch Trubisky.
But they didn't.
Maybe they didn't like those guys. But you know what? They didn't know enough about Hackenberg to please Browns. Don't put him on the bench for the year. Let's see let's see whether we're gonna go for
it. What are you playing for? You're not gonna win a championship, so see what you got.
I wrote this last week. The best thing that ever happened to the Panthers organization was Jimmy Clausen. Yeah, you burned a second round pick. But you know what? He played 13 games, he only won one of them. He was obviously not the future quarterback, and he actively helped you get the first number one pick, and you got Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Thank your lucky stars for Jimmy Clausen.
Yeah.
The worst thing he could have been was like a 3-win quarterback, and then all of a sudden, you're out of the Cam Newton sweepstakes, you're in the Blaine Gabbert, Jake Locker sweepstakes, and you don't even know if Jimmy Clausen can still compete for the job, and now you're in limbo for 4 years. Just play Kizer. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Other guys I want to mention. You got anybody?
Not a rookie, but it just popped into my
head. This is a rookie report.
I know, but it's something about. Did you know Byron Leftwich is the quarterback coach for the Cardinals?
I did.
Like I just saw. Like I was watching the Cardinals game, and I'm like, why is Dougie Fresh on the sideline coaching the Cardinals? And it surprised me.
It's good. But I knew that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. It makes sense. Yeah, Bruce Arians would love that guy.
Yeah, and Plax is like an intern with them now.
That's bad. That's a bad decision.
I don't know.
Plax?
Yeah.
Was he going to teach the receivers to be taller?
That's a good point.
Listen, if you're taking the gun in the club, no sweatpants.
No sweatpants. Wear a belt. Wear a belt.
That's belt and sweatpants. Jamal Adams looked pretty nice at safety.
Yeah.
Week one. Week two.
The Jets are terrible, so.
Well, it doesn't matter. He seems like a guy who could play. That's nice. And D.D. Westbrook. It looks unbelievable. Just looked unbelievable in that Jaguars game.
I didn't watch it. I saw some highlights. What I did
Alan see Hearns is getting overpaid to stay there because his contract came up first. Mm-hmm. Dumb. But, you know, that he's a bad player.
I'm just happy for another Hurricane is making money.
Well, it's not that. I don't think that he's overpaid generally, but I think that the Jaguars might have put themselves in a hole thinking that their three guys were Allen Robinson, Alan Hearns, Marquise Lee, and they paid Allen Hearns first, and now they're realizing that the two best guys on the team are Robinson and Lee, and they probably can't afford both of them now.
Right. You got to keep Robinson, but now you got Westbrook.
Let me stop. Whichever one they have to move on from, Westbrook might be able to just fill in as that third guy. Mm-hmm. He looks great. He looks fast. He looks hard to catch.
If only they had a quarterback.
He'll be good. No, let's not get into that. That's it. Are you any other rookies?
No, I'm good, yeah.
All right, so that's been News and Rookie Reports. We're going to come back. Preseason NFL Draft All-Americans. So the AP All-American team came out. A lot of familiar names on it. Names that we're going to be talking about all year. So we just want to run through everybody who made the team. And we're going to give our choice of if this was the AP All-Prospect team, would there be a change?
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So start off. We're going to go right down the list. Quarterback. They have Sam Darnold.
I don't disagree with it, but like, you could interchange that name with like three other guys, and I'd be fine with it. You could say Josh Rosen, I'd be okay with it. You could say Lamar Jackson, I'd be okay with it.
You
could
say, you know, I'm gonna say Josh Allen.
You could say Josh
That's
Allen.
That's my prospect until proven otherwise.
I just to be a contrarian, I'll stick with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, you've been on the Darnold. I mean, nobody really knows anything. I love Darnold too, but no one's gonna argue with Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
We get to running backs. I don't think we're gonna have any arguments here either.
Yeah. Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley and Darius Geis.
I agree with both of those.
Yeah. No arguments at all. My third guy is possibly Nick Chubb, Kalen Ballage, I don't know, Royce Freeman. I have a bunch of guys, not that it's a bad class, but those two are head and shoulders above the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing on. They I'm new with the way they listed it.
Sure.
Offensive tackles, Orlando Brown of Oklahoma, Connor Williams of Texas.
I don't have a problem with either one of those.
You have anybody else you want to throw on the list?
I
have Mike McGlinchey, Notre Dame, ahead of Orlando Brown right now as a prospect. Orlando Brown is 360 pounds, and I can't figure out if that's okay or not.
It all depends on how he moves, right?
I mean, yeah, it looks like he moves fine.
360, I mean, as long as he moves fine, it's fine.
All right.
I'm okay with it. Although, I mean, I think clear-cut is Connor Williams.
Yeah, to me, Connor Williams is another guy. Till someone knocks him off,
he's... What are the chances he goes number one overall?
5%.
That low?
Yeah.
Just because people don't want to take tackles, or these quarterbacks are so good? If you have
draft the quarterback or trade the pick. That's if you have the number one overall pick, that's the plan. Draft a quarterback or trade the pick.
Just so you know, my mindset is like, what would it take for the Giants to where would the Giants have to be able to take him? Top five? I'm okay with sacrificing the season. Top 12, really? That's it?
You just never know. You never know how the draft plays out. Connor Williams, even if he's the number two overall prospect, with the quarterbacks, with the running backs, with everybody, you get in the top. Connor Williams could stay in school. Connor Williams could end up not being nearly as good as we think he is at this point of the year. I mean, think last year where we thought Cam Robinson was going to go compared to where Cam Robinson ended up. But he would have to take a big leap to cement himself as a top five pick in a pretty loaded class with a lot of options. So you keep hoping for that. Offensive guards, Quentin Nelson of Notre Dame, Cody O'Connell of Washington State.
I'm okay with Nelson. I don't know too much about O'Connell, I'll be honest.
O'Connell, great college guard. Don't know that he sticks around in that spot. I will give you definitely Quentin Nelson. And it's a little different for me, so I can't even just look at my rankings and see who my next guy is, because I have centers and guards ranked together.
Sure. It's a tough choice.
Yeah, I'm thinking on the next question we're going to talk about centers, and I probably have three centers or four centers, maybe five centers ahead of Cody O'Connell. I like Tyrone Crowder at Clemson.
Okay.
Just as much as Cody O'Connell. I'm a little higher on Cody O'Connell as a prospect than I think some people are. People kind of discredit him. He's at Washington State. They just, they chuck the ball all around. It's not a really offense conducive to getting a tough-nosed guard who's going to block somebody, but Cody O'Connell will be fine. I'll leave him there.
This is the season where I'm really gonna start paying attention to offensive line play. I'm gonna start rewatching games.
You're gonna rewatch games for the offensive line,
not just Miami games. I can't just be talking about Danny Isadora. He's gone.
Well, let me tell you something. You're gonna find a lot of competition at center.
Okay.
Billy Price is the All-American center. He's moving from guard to center as a senior, the way Pat Elflin did. A lot more athleticism and functional strength than Elflin had. A guy who should deservedly be at the top of my list, but not at the top of my list.
Okay.
I think Mason Cole of Michigan is going to be the stud in this group. I think he has Ryan Kelly-like potential. If you remember Ryan Kelly,
he was
top 15 player on my board when he came out. Frank Ragnow, probably the best center in the country last year, did not declare for the draft. Don't know his NFL prospects are that high, but to me, I think that I don't know what his athleticism is. I don't know what scouts aren't seeing in him, but he looks like a solid player. Nick Linder,
it's Miami. It's my guy.
He's certainly a guy that I'm thinking about.
Nick Linder's my guy. Who was the guy that transferred?
I don't know who transferred from Miami. It's not the Miami podcast.
You gotta know. We should do a Miami podcast, a separate Miami podcast. Hurricane Watch.
Make me so angry, Stan. Who is your tight end? It cannot be David Njoku. He transferred to the NFL.
That's not. Who's my tight end? That's a good question.
They have Mike Gesicki, Penn State. It's a generally uninspiring tight end class. I have Mark Andrews of Oklahoma. I get he might not be the best blocker, but he seems like the guy who's going to go around and be your Travis Kelce, Jordan Reed type of offensive weapon.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's somebody out there. There's probably like a UCLA guy or something like that. Somebody out west.
You're just going to guess?
Yeah, this past tight end class was so impressive to me. It was like,
So you just gave up on tight ends forever?
I didn't look ahead. I didn't look ahead at tight ends.
All right, did you look ahead at receiver? Could you guess who the AP, who the All-American receivers are? Because you don't have it up. I know you looked at it before, but
I glanced at it. Let me think. Hold on. I'm gonna say it's probably like a.
Just say some damn names, Stan.
What's the from Alabama?
Calvin Ridley.
Yeah,
talk about him all the time. How you forget his name?
Yeah, I was gonna say Calvin something.
All right, he's not. He's not an All-American.
Should be. Go ahead. Who is?
I think it'd be your old prospect team.
Yeah.
They put James Washington of Oklahoma State and Christian Kirk of Texas A&M.
Christian Kirk was the other one I forgot. Yeah. Okay. James Washington. Okay.
Listen, great players.
Yeah.
Is James Washington
in that same mold of Oklahoma State receivers that we've talked about?
No, he's just a burner.
Okay.
He's just a burner.
So he's not just a physically imposing guy. Actually, no.
Well, Blackman wasn't a physically imposing guy.
But he played big.
Yeah, and then real big people were against him, and then he was terrible.
Yeah. Dez was big.
This is a monster.
Yeah.
This is the ideal.
He's the prototype.
Sure. All right. So if I had to do the all-prospect team, I think that Deion Kane at Clemson is the best prospect.
Okay.
I think Calvin Ridley of Alabama is the second best prospect. I actually have Christian Kirk right now fourth. I have James Washington
sixth. How tall is Christian? I feel like Christian
5'9", 5'10". Right? He's a small guy. Maybe 5'11".
He could play.
Yeah, he could certainly play. He could definitely play. But I was actually surprised that those guys got the All-American over guys like Deion Kane and Cortland Sutton. Sutton had the production, but he's coming from the small school. Just interesting. Interesting the way that if we're going by production, Lamar Jackson should be the quarterback, not Sam Darnold.
Right. But again, he's playing in the ACC or the AAC or whatever it is.
It's just interesting. I don't know I know how they choose it. They vote, but interesting that Sam Darnold can jump Lamar Jackson. But, guys that are, highly thought of like Cortland Sutton and Calvin Ridley can't jump Christian Kirk or James Washington. James Washington is probably still thought of as like a middling wide receiver prospect.
Yeah.
You know, above average, but probably a second or third round pick at this time. All right, over to the defense.
It's got to be Arden Key.
Just defense. He's the defensive person. Yeah. Like, we're just going to pick one person.
Yeah. Although.
Couldn't wait for me to just say.
Oh, wait, so if we're talking position, about.
I said defense. You're like, Arden Key, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about Arden Key.
All right, so Arden Key did make the team as a linebacker.
What?
They pick a 4-3 team.
Outside linebacker.
They just put three linebackers on the team.
Okay.
So we're skipping the defensive line. We'll come back to them because you want to talk about Arden Key.
I thought he was going to be a defensive end.
I would put him as my first team defensive end.
Yeah.
And I would, Harold Landry and Bradley Chubb are the first team defensive ends. And
I agree with Harold Landry, but I would definitely have Arden Key there. I think it's just one of those things where they needed to get
all three on the list.
Yeah. So right. They moved them. Okay.
So I got no problems with the players in general. So if I just am I thinking about, you know, edge defenders?
Mm-hmm.
I got Arden Key as my number one edge defender. I got Bradley Chubb as my number two edge defender.
You know who? I mean, he's not draft eligible, but Ed Oliver.
He's just jumping the gun, man. I know. Like, you want to talk about linebackers? You want to talk about Arden Key, or you want to talk about freshmen?
Well, I got because I was thinking about prospects.
All right.
We're talking about edge rushing.
Ed Oliver and Dexter Lawrence are both first team defensive tackles.
But they're not draft eligible.
They're not draft eligible.
So it doesn't matter.
So we need
Same thing with Rashawn Gary.
Correct. He would probably be the third best defensive tackle in the country.
Which is insane to say because he's very good.
Let's not forget, next year when they are draft eligible, one of these three guys is not going to make the list most likely.
Right.
And right now Rashawn Gary's the odd man out. Just something to think about.
Which is scary. But, okay, so we're talking about guys that are draft eligible. We're talking about linemen now. Are we still talking about linebackers?
No, we can talk about linemen now.
All right.
So you're going to talk about inside linemen. You have Arden Key and Harold Landry as a defensive end. I have Arden Key and Bradley Chubb at defensive end.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to talk about defensive tackles now. You're just jumping, so I just want to make sure we have some structure here.
I forget his name. He's the guy No. He plays at Michigan. The guy lines up next to Rashawn Gary.
Maurice Hurst?
Yes, there you go.
All right, so he's the guy you want.
Yeah. That's I knew you would know who I was talking about. Okay. I always forget his name.
So you're putting him one. Draft eligible all prospect team.
I like him.
All right, so you need two.
I can't think of another.
All right.
Who you got?
Christian Wilkins, he seems to be everybody's favorite out of Clemson. Everyone calls him some kind of freak athlete. I think it's weird. I think Dexter Lawrence is already better than him. I think Christian Wilkins is getting a little bit overhyped. But still, it's a good defensive tackle.
Okay.
Derek Nnadi at Florida State. He's a monster.
This guy does
some things.
I have seen that name.
Yeah, he's gonna upset you. And I think Vita Vey is right on the cusp of that. It could easily have jumped into either of those spots. Vita Vey is a little bit heavier. He's not gonna rush the passer. He's not gonna be, put up sexy numbers. He's not gonna be a Heisman contender like Jonathan Allen or Dominican Sue once upon a time as an interior rusher. But he's still a good player.
Okay,
I'll shout him out. Now we're talking about
Washington, right?
Washington. Should say that. You listen to the NFL Draft Podcast. Google it if you really don't know.
Yeah.
I'll say the names. I'll be better. I'm sorry. All right, linebackers. Non-pass rushing edition, right? I mean, you want to throw, Harold Landry and Arden Key at outside linebacker and make room for Josh Sweat or Deshaun Hand or Sam Hubbard, Denzel Ware, Clelin Ferrell, Agbania Okoronkwo, Dante Booker, Tyquan Lewis. Like, these are all guys that are edge defenders, defensive end, outside linebacker, who are probably better prospects at this point than your number two and three linebacker prospects.
Which are?
Well, let's see who made the team first. Drum roll, please. All right. We already know Arden Key, Josie Jewell of Iowa, Azeem Victor of Washington.
Okay. So Azeem Victor I saw a bunch of because of, their role last year.
Fantastic player, but Not cutting it here.
And I don't know anything about Josie Jewell.
Another good player. He probably would have been a fourth-round pick if he declared, which is why he went back to school. These guys are good inside linebackers. Azeem Victor is probably never going to be able to cover anyone. He's going to be a two-down player. I don't know if I would really draft him in the fifth round if I could.
So there's nobody. It sounds like there's nobody in this year's draft. Or I guess next year's draft, that's going to be that prototype middle linebacker that we're like, oh, this is the guy.
Middle linebacker?
There's no...
Well, you know what? That's the thing. Like, the middle linebackers are kind of...
There's no Reuben Foster.
No. No, there's no Reuben Foster. Malik Jefferson, who is more in the line of Jalen Smith. Do you use him to rush the passer? Do you use him in coverage? He can really run. But not a great tackler. Doesn't necessarily always show great instincts.
He's a thumper, though.
He certainly can hit. He's got the strength. He's got the size. It's, you know, what can you actually get out of him? He's a top 10 prospect, but he's not even close to being a top 10 player. There's a really great reason why he's the only player here that is like an elite prospect who's not on the All-American team. And maybe, there's a reason for that.
Maybe this time next year, some Hall of Famer is saying that Malik Jefferson is on the path to Canton.
Maybe. Cameron Smith of USC. For my money, that's the guy who's like the old school middle linebacker. He could cover a little bit better than Victor, but he's just great at plugging the holes inside. He's got great instincts. He's my third ranked linebacker at this time, so he would be on my old prospect team if I had to pick three linebackers. Kaiser White, who is Kevin White's brother. He's one of like seven of those Whites.
There's six more?
I think some of them have already gone past. It's not like going to be a succession where Kevin's the oldest and we just get him. Kaiser White, who plays safety for West Virginia, but he plays linebacker. He's all over the place. He's got real speed. He's small. If he's going to be a linebacker, he's going to be a Levante David type outside linebacker. But he's really a heat-seeking missile, and he would be my other choice if I had to take three linebackers on the all-prospect team. Just for reference, there are – if I go with Arden Key and Bradley Chubb as my defensive ends, there's six or seven more defensive ends that I'd really like to put on the team before I put Kaiser White.
You know what? And you know who I'm not going to put on the list even though I really want to?
Sure.
Chad Thomas.
Thank you.
I did that for you. I'm not going to lie.
I appreciate it.
Because I know, had I said it, I feel like your head would have exploded and it would be the end of the NFL Draft podcast. But I don't want to do that.
Is he defensive end is what he is?
He's an end, yeah.
You might have been able to push him into defensive tackle for the all-prospect team.
It wouldn't be fair to.
Player comp is Bruce Smith, so.
Right.
Bruce Smith did play, defensive end, a little inside. Could have got away with it. I just want to throw out that Jerome Baker is kind of like the wild card here.
The Bruce Smith thing is still funny.
Smith thing is still funny to me. Jerome Baker of Ohio State, who I don't have a great feel for, obviously coming off, you know, one year when we have Darren Lee. Next year we have Raekwon McMillan. You know, Bert Baker's the next guy to step up in that role. If there is going to be a Reuben Foster, it's more likely probably to be Baker than anyone else, even Malik Jefferson. And we just haven't seen it yet because Ohio State can coach, they can play, and Baker does have the reticent athleticism for that job. Just throwing it out there. Probably should have made this list over Cameron Smith and probably Kazir White. All right, back to a little bit more of a comfort zone here. Cornerbacks. The first team, All-Americans.
Okay.
Tavares McFadden, Jair Alexander.
All right, obviously McFadden, but couldn't you make a case for another corner? Another Florida State corner?
I would not put another Florida State corner up there. You
could if you wanted to.
First of all, let's break this out now. The safeties are Derwin James and Micah Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Fitzpatrick, I have as a corner. So for me, it was Tavares McFadden and Micah Fitzpatrick are the best corner prospects. If I'm moving Fitzpatrick to safety, I'd probably go Amon Marshall before Jair Alexander, although I'm starting to really love Jair Alexander a lot more. He's got great ball skills, but he's one of those guys that if he might have just got his hands on a lot of balls last year, and this year that ball that tipped off his fingertips and went out of bounds tips off his fingertips and gets caught by a receiver because he's not tall. I know he's got the speed, and when he gets the ball in his hands, he's dangerous. I'm just a little bit worried about him, certainly deserves it.
Once you brought up Amon Marshall, I was like, oh, yeah, that just triggered my memory, so...
Derwin James, are we going to either of us disagree?
No.
Okay. So Derwin James is in. He's all prospect.
He's a lock, yeah.
All American. The second guy is Micah Fitzpatrick. We're not going to disagree.
Yeah.
If he is a corner, who's your next safety? I want to say Quinn Blanding, but it's probably just Ronnie Harrison of Alabama.
I was going to say Quinn Blanding. Just because I'm hopeful that, you know, he has a complete season.
Hopefully. Hopefully that Quinn Blandon comes back and right people are hearts. Now worrying about that he might he might just not be fast enough to play safety.
Okay, so put him in linebacker. I'm okay with that. But he's not going to make the list as a linebacker.
No, he's not going to. I always thought he was a little faster. I was hoping that he was going to end up at some 4 or 5 speed.
They also said the same thing about Cam Chancellor once upon a time.
Yeah, Cam Chancellor is 6'4", and he's the meanest person who's ever lived, other than Mike Tyson.
He's a softy inside. He just likes to hit people.
That's our preseasonal prospect.
I really appreciate
it. Yeah, you got to hit people. Anything else you want to add? There's nothing else to add.
There's nothing else.
Got a kicker you like?
Whoever the Miami kicker is.
Just finish the segment. just play the sound effects.
We'll be back.
All right, doing something a little different for this third segment.
No mock, no big board.
We are just going to go through every team, and Stan's going to tell me what non-quarterback could they least afford to lose.
For the season.
All right. It means preseason, week 3, this player gets injured. What screws them the most, yeah. All right?
All right.
I'm going to go with by division.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots.
My gut says a lineman, but the right tackle was
Marvis Cannon.
Yeah, he's terrible anyway.
No, he's terrible. He's a Pro Bowler.
He's not good.
He's awesome.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's like all Pro player.
All right. Well,
don't be mad. You got Eric Flowers.
You're right.
That guy is not going to be coming up in this podcast.
He's not. All right, so I'm not going to go with the lineman. It's not Gronk. It's not Brady, obviously. I'm going to say...
You would think it was Gronk, but Gronk.
Yeah, they went without Gronk. So I'm going to say...
Seems like you didn't do a lot of research on this one.
No.
All right, let me tell you what it is.
Uh-huh.
All right, you might think it was Dante Hightower in the middle of the defense.
I wouldn't think that.
But it's definitely Devin McCourty.
Yeah.
It's definitely Devin McCourty. They can do a lot of stuff on that defense. Bill Belichick's a genius. Can figure out a lot of things. But it makes it easier to figure out everything in front when mm-hmm. Devin McCourty's on the back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to move on. We're going quicker this time.
Okay.
Miami Dolphins.
Jarvis Landry.
All right. I can see that.
Because they have, outside of him, they have no weapons.
No, Devontae Parker, Kenny Stills. See, I think they'd be fine. No, I would have taken Ndamukong Suh.
I think they can get kind of get by without him.
Let me tell you something. It is defensive tackle would probably be the easiest position, besides running back, to get by without.
But Ndamukong Suh
was that good.
Very good. Okay.
And they just.
I was gonna say yeah. I think.
It was either him or like yeah. They probably couldn't live without Xavien Howard, even though Xavien Howard's a bad corner, mm-hmm. just because there's so few corners that are like alive and well to put on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not throwing out Xavien Howard here. The Jets.
Oof. I mean, I think if any team can afford to lose somebody, it's them. I think they're looking forward to losing people. But, I mean, I want to say Matt Forte, only because he's...
Oh, what a terrible choice.
Why?
They already lost him. He's gone. And everybody wants Bilal Powell to start anyway.
Yeah, but he's also a vocal leader. He's a leader in the locker room. Like, I think... I mean, yeah, Bilal Powell will be fine, but like, I just think you lose a lot when you lose Forte. They don't have anything. They have nothing offensively.
Yeah.
I mean, again, we can go back to saying defensive tackle, and if they lost Mo or whatever, but they're trying to trade him. They try to trade one of them anyway.
I probably don't even have an answer for you.
Yeah, I mean,
probably Jamal Adams.
But again, if they lost him, would it be that?
No, because they never had him.
Right.
I don't know. It's barren. Maybe just Leonard Williams.
Maybe.
Because he's the best player. Yeah. But they have plenty of guys they can go to instead because they've stacked all their talent in one position. The Bills.
Well, they've already lost Sammy Watkins. It could have been him. That's tough, too. I'm going to say... I mean, is it crazy to say Zay Jones at this point?
Yes.
He's already the number one receiver, right?
Yeah, Jordan Matthews could be the number one receiver, even though he just showed up. It's not great. This is probably a bad division to start with.
Yes, it's really tough.
Brought this thing to a halt.
Very tough. I think it'll get better though.
All right, we have to go quicker. Yeah. Buffalo Bills, probably just Shady.
Yeah.
Probably just Shady McCoy. AFC North, Baltimore Ravens.
Weddle. Really?
What are you gonna do? Take Weddle off that team? No, probably Marshall Yanda.
Yeah.
It was either Marshall Yanda or Weddle.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
right. I was thinking Yanda.
Bengals.
Whitworth?
Gone.
Oh, he's gone already. Wow.
You're off your game here, Stan. AJ Green.
Of course.
Just AJ Green.
All right.
Steelers.
And Antonio Brown, I guess?
It's either Brown or Bell.
I think they can do without Bell. I think they can live without Bell. If you have Bell and no Brown, I think it's a little bit tougher.
I would say Brown too, I think. I would say Brown too. The Browns.
It's not too early. I'm going to say Myles Garrett.
I think the defense is going to be bad with or without Garrett. I'll say Joe Thomas, but they have enough talent on that line that they could probably get by without
him. I like this line. I've talked about it all year, all summer.
It's great. Houston Texans.
I don't want to say J.J. Watt.
No, because they did without him last year. And Clowney and everybody, they had a ton of talent. Yeah. Say corner. They're thin at corner now that they lost Bowie.
Their left tackle, too.
Dwayne Brown, they don't want to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not great anymore because he's old. But
he's serviceable. And if they lose him, they're nothing.
I would say Hopkins. You don't want to go into the season with
just Will Fuller.
Will Fuller, C.J. Fedorowicz, and probably Kevin Walter. I don't know. no, Braxton Miller, whoever. Still, Hopkins makes a difference. The Jaguars.
Allen Robinson.
I say center.
Who's their center? Alex Mack?
No, Linder.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Different Linder, though, right?
Yeah.
Not related to your Miami guys.
I think they might be.
He might be. I don't know. I don't know where he went to college, but I know he's good. And that line is hanging on by a thread as it is. The Colts.
I mean,
T.Y.
I was going to say Ryan Kelly.
You might be right.
He's their best lineman.
You might be right.
By far.
All right, I'll tell you Ryan Kelly, too, because, you know, at least T.Y., Philip Dorsett might stink, but
yeah,
at least it's something.
Yeah.
Ryan Kelly, I don't know what they go to. Why are they trying to trade Philip Dorsett? How bad is that? That's on you, man. The Titans.
It's on me?
Yeah, it's on you.
The Titans, I want to say a lineman. I want to say Conklin.
Nah, I'll say Taylor Lewan. I still think Taylor Lewan. Conklin at least gets help on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Lewan's by himself, and he's a monster. The Chiefs.
What's his face? The receiver.
Tyreek Hill?
Yeah. He's the first look every play.
I still think that they could get by without Hill better than they get by without Travis Kelce.
Okay.
I think Travis Kelce makes the offense go at this point.
He does make life easier for everybody else. You're right.
The Broncos.
Von Miller.
I'd probably say Von Miller. I think Von Miller covers up a lot for what they've lost since the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders.
Khalil Mack.
Yep. The Chargers.
They can't afford to lose any offensive linemen.
They can't afford
to lose. But there's not one in particular that I can point to.
Yeah, they already lost Forrest Lamp.
And they've played well without Gates. I mean, Gordon, who knows at this point? So
the problem is that we've seen them without all these guys, and they've been terrible. Like, they've been terrible without Keenan Allen. They've been terrible without Jason Verrett. Right. They've been terrible without their offensive linemen. They've been terrible when Melvin Gordon misses time. They've been terrible.
They've been terrible since they lost Eric Weddle.
They've been terrible for a long time now. And I don't know which guy is the reason they've been terrible, but some combination of them.
Because they're all terrible at the same time. They're all going at the same time.
Right. I'll say Keenan Allen.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. It's a crapshoot at that point. All right, NFC, the Giants.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because they look at him first every play.
Counterpoint.
Okay.
If you ran out there with Sterling Shepard, Brandon Marshall, and Evan Ingram, all healthy, don't have to worry about it, your offense should be fine.
Should be. But I worry that Eli's going to, like, look for Odell and not see him.
No, it's totally fine. It's totally legitimate. But at this point, they actually could withstand an injury to Odell Beckham.
I would like it if that didn't happen. That's very scary.
I've already happened.
No, actually it's negative.
Like, I don't know.
You know what, though? If taking Odell out of it, it would I would have to say Vernon, Olivia Vernon.
Really? I feel like they have some more talent on the edge. I feel like maybe Snacks Harrison might be a little bit more harder to replace. Not that he's better, but harder to replace.
Jay Brown is coming on though. For Jay, I mean they don't have depth.
Another one
they don't have a lot of depth. Go ahead.
Landon Collins.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Not only that Landon Collins might get injured and miss the season, but Landon Collins might go back to being the player he was before last year.
Yeah.
Big difference.
I mean, Darian Thompson's back and he's looked good so far in preseason. Hopefully. But we're talking too much about the Giants.
Eagles.
Wow. I'm gonna say Fletcher Cox.
That's a good one. I almost want to say Ronald Darby, even though he hasn't been there yet. Don't lose that guy, man.
That's true.
But probably Jason Peters, the left tackle.
Yeah.
Protect the rookie. Redskins. Don't lose Trent Williams.
Yeah, you don't
want to lose. Don't put yourself
You don't want to lose Trent Williams.
Don't put yourself
I mean, you don't. You also don't want to lose. You don't want to lose any lineman, really.
Trent Williams specifically, you do not want to lose. You do not, I mean, actually, they have a pretty good backup left tackle.
Do you? Sewell Cravens?
No, what are you, stupid?
You can play, man.
Cowboys.
Tyron Smith.
Travis Frederick.
Yeah?
They lost Smith last year. They were kind of fine. They get by. They're good enough elsewhere. That's I don't know true. If they have a backup
they can,
center.
They can, yeah, and they can move Lyle around. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like they have less options at center. Of course, Lyle could probably play center too. So,
and I was going to say Sean Lee, but they've lost him plenty of times. Could they afford to lose a corner?
Can you name the Cowboys corners? If you can't name them, you can't pick them.
Claiborne's one of them. I know that.
Who the hell is Claiborne?
Maurice Claiborne. He's not there anymore?
No, he's on the Jets, man.
No, he's not.
Yes, of course he's on the Jets.
There's no way. What? How did I miss that?
This is embarrassing.
Win your deal?
You have a NFL draft podcast.
I mean, it's the Jets as well. I don't really.
Minnesota Vikings.
Xavier Rhodes.
Oh, that's good. No, they have so much depth at corner. I think I better lose Harrison Smith.
I'll
take Harrison Smith
because they don't have the depth at safety.
They don't have the depth at safety. Yeah. If you have a corner. You know my man Mac Alexander. Let me get him on the field. Just let me put him on the field.
Yeah, you're waiting for a Xavier Rhodes injury.
Nah, man, get Trey Waynes out of there. I want to see Xavier Rhodes and Mac Alexander next to each other. The Packers. Don't lose Jordy.
You know who I was going to say?
Don't lose Jordy.
No, you're
going to say Martellus Bennett?
I was going to say Martellus Bennett.
Nah, don't lose Jordy, man.
Yeah, you don't.
That was a dark time.
That was a dark time.
Randall Cobb was just like, oh, I'm not ready for this, man. Everybody thought I was so good. I'm not ready for this.
That's funny.
Oh, the Lions.
Ziggy Ansah?
Golden Tate. I think Golden Tate.
I don't know.
You threw the ball to Kenny Galladay 150 times.
I'm down for it.
Nah. Keep going, Tate, around. Chicago Bears. Oof. We kind of already did this when we tried to trade from them.
Wow. What do they have?
Terrell Freeman, Danny Trevathan, Pernell McPhee. I think that's like...
You lost any
of Kyle guys. Long. You don't want to lose Kyle Long. You got a rookie quarterback.
Sure, why not?
You got a rookie quarterback. You don't want to lose Kyle Long. The Buccaneers?
Mike Evans.
Keep Mike Evans on the damn field.
Yeah.
New Orleans Saints.
That's interesting.
They already lost the guy that you want to lose to Ron Armstead.
Yeah.
Cam Jordan. If they don't have Cam Jordan, what the hell is that pass rush going to be like?
Yeah. I was going to say one of the offensive linemen, but I'm sure that they get the ball quick enough, but it doesn't matter.
Panthers?
Kelvin Benjamin. You lose Kelvin Benjamin, that forces Cam to throw.
If you think about how much money you'd save at the food court at the facility. Heard he's pushing 290. I think I could afford.
Is he really pushing? He's not pushing 290.
I'm surprised. I'd be surprised if the reports are correct and he was pushing 300 pounds or whatever it was. But
that's funny.
That was a funny offseason narrative. The Panthers. I would not.
Greg Olsen.
I would not wish to lose. I wouldn't want to lose Greg Olsen. I would probably still. Luke Kuechly's probably still a guy.
Yeah.
The Falcons?
Obviously Julio, but...
If it's not Julio, then it's Alex Mack, I think.
Yeah.
I think Alex Mack being hurt in that Super Bowl was a problem.
I mean, that wasn't everything, but yeah.
I think it was part of it. I think it was a problem. You don't want to lose Julio. 49ers?
I mean, DeForest Buckner, I guess.
Ruben Foster.
Well, we don't. Yeah, I was gonna say we don't.
I'm ready. I'm ready for him. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for him. Yeah, you lose DeForest Buckner, you throw Solomon Thomas in there. Aaron Lynch is not starting right now. He doesn't lie. Like, you got some depth. You might be able to say Eric Reed. I love Eric Reed. Eric Reed might be falling out of favor anyway. I think he was a trade candidate. Mm-hmm. Say Joe Staley, but the offense isn't going to score a point all season with Joe Staley or without Joe Staley. Mm-hmm. So, I would say Ruben Foster. That's my guy. Seahawks?
My gut says Earl Thomas.
Yeah, Earl Thomas.
But didn't he miss time and they were okay?
No, he did miss time last season and the team cratered.
Okay,
they cratered.
All right, just making sure. All
right. The Cardinals.
David Johnson.
I think Tyrann Mathieu makes him go.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I think Mathieu makes him go. I can see Johnson. Johnson's the offense other than Eifert.
He's like 60% of the offense.
The Rams.
Who cares?
What non-quarterback can they not afford to lose? I think it's Jared Watkins. Goff. That's Aaron Donald, I guess. But
Yeah.
And hope he holds out for the season. How many of these teams... Here's a better question.
Yeah.
How many of these teams is the non-quarterback that they can't afford to lose more valuable than the quarterback? Right?
I would say
the Rams,
at
yes.
At least half.
It's more than it should be,
yeah.
Right? Would you say the Rams?
Yes.
Would you say the 49ers?
No.
You think that Brian Hoyer hurt losing
no,
Brian
No.
Hoyer?
What I'm saying is it doesn't matter who if they lose the quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay, in that sense.
What team has a more valuable player than the quarterback?
Right. Okay, yeah. Like 49ers for sure.
49ers, the Cardinals? I think so. I think Drew Stanton is a...
Capable,
Palmer to Drew Stanton is bigger than Tyrann Mathieu to whoever replaces Tyrann Mathieu. And they literally picked Buda Baker, who is like a Tyrann Mathieu clone.
Yeah.
It's three teams. We're only in one division. The Falcons, I think Ryan's the most important. Panthers, I think Newton's the most important.
Mm-hmm.
Saints, Bucks, I think. You don't want to lose the quarterback
there. Yeah, you don't want to lose the quarterback there.
The Bears.
Does it matter at this point?
I would rather have Kyle Long than Mike Glennon.
Or Trubisky. Yeah.
I gotta have one of the two. The Lions, you probably want Stafford. The Packers, you want Rodgers, definitely.
Rodgers for sure.
The Vikings, I'd rather have Xavier Rhodes or Harrison Smith.
Over both? Over both Bradford and Bridgewater?
I got the other one to back him up. What do I really care?
That's true.
The Cowboys, you want Dak at this point. You don't want to see Kellen Moore out there.
You don't want to see Kellen Moore out there.
The Redskins, Kirk Cousins. Oh, that's close. Kirk Cousins or Trent Williams. Who would you take if you had to pick?
Trent Williams.
Maybe Kirk Cousins, but...
Gun to my head, I go Trent.
The Eagles? I don't know. We don't have to go through it all. I'd rather have anybody on the Jaguars but Bortles. There's not as many good quarterbacks...
And last week we were talking about it. You know, how many like the quarter? There's not one school that puts out tremendous quarterbacks anymore, and the quarterback position is sort of devalued in a sense because you know guys aren't, you know, whether it's college or high school, you want to blame.
Less stars, a lot more capable guys.
Yeah,
that's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing, and you know, a couple of years away from really seeing how that shakes out. Especially if Mariota and Winston don't take the leap. Everyone's just assuming they're going to take.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, since we didn't do a mock draft or a big board, heading into the season finale of Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
Big board the episode so far this season.
Just this season.
Just six episodes.
Honestly, it kind of all blends together at some point. But like, right. I want to say...
Spoils of War first.
Which one is that one? That was last week.
That's the one when they burned the hell out of the Lannisters.
Oh, two episodes ago.
I think so.
Right? Yeah. This one is definitely top three.
I thought this was a little bit iffy.
What?
Yeah.
Viserion getting killed?
Spoiler alert, man.
Oh, sorry.
You can't just be yelling that.
Sorry. Whatever. You watch.
A little iffy.
That's a big moment.
The pilot was good.
I will. Yeah, the pilot.
Not the
right.
pilot, though. First episode
the first
of the
episode
season.
Was good. Especially between, with the cold open.
In between, a little iffy.
The season?
This week, a lot of stupid stuff happened. Last week was
with
terrible.
With the timeline? Because the timeline didn't make sense at all. The
timeline's terrible.
I mean, Gendry ran like
he
must run like a 3-2-40.
How do we not, by the way, I think we both had the mock the Night King in our mock draft as a safety. That guy's a quarterback, man.
That guy's a quarterback. Accurate. Well, patient in the pocket.
Well, you know what? He had a 50, he had only a 50% completion percentage.
That's true.
Not as accurate, but that's, you know, true. What?
I but
that Chicks was, dig the long ball.
That wasn't his fault. You
Chicks
know?
Dig the long ball.
That wasn't his fault.
It's absolutely his fault.
Receiver dropped the ball. Receiver dropped the ball. Whose fault is that?
How are you gonna call a receiver drop the ball? He's throwing an arrow at a dragon. I won't drop nothing. You missed him. You missed the dragon.
Hold that out of the way.
It's been the NFL Draft Podcast.
The wind got it.
It's the NFL Draft Podcast.
You can follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Podcast.
Email us draftpodcast@gmail.com.
You can follow Rob at Rob DeRay.
At Funny Man Stan for my boy right here. I'm pointing at him again. I've been pointing at him all day.
All episode.
See you next week.